This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the stock market plunged today. Wayne Allyn Root, 2,000-plus points down. Horrible day. You know, listen, when you brag when you're right, you got to admit when you're wrong. I have said so many times on this show, in response to the Chris Cuomos and the Don Lemons and the Rachel Maddows of the world, that the last thing I am is a conspiracy theorist, because virtually everything I say is correct on this show. I predict every market top, every market bottom. I predicted what the markets would do in response to Donald Trump's election. I predicted the economy, the jobs, the small business optimism, everything, manufacturing, rebound. But I got one wrong. Last week I said we've reached the top, excuse me, the bottom, and it's time to buy. And we did. The market went up 1,000 points. And I felt like I was right again. But since then, it went down another 1,000, and today 2,000. But it's because there is a panic created by the mainstream media, and they're overreacting to coronavirus. They're also overreacting to the drop in oil. You know, a lot of it today was about coronavirus, but I would say two-thirds coronavirus, one-third was about the fact that Saudi Arabia and Russia are in this war, this titanic battle about oil, and Saudi Arabia is trying to put Russia out of business. And over the weekend, Saudi Arabia announced they were going to pump oil, and flood the market with oil, and that would just destroy Russia. But it would also hurt America badly. Now, the good news is your gas prices are going way down. You're just not going to believe what you see at the pumps in the coming weeks. As we hit summer and gas prices usually go up to $4 a gallon, if Saudi Arabia continues doing what they promised they're going to do, gas is going to go to $2 a gallon here in Las Vegas, as an example. And in places like Texas and Louisiana, where they pump a lot of gas, it's going to go to $1 a gallon. Adjusted for inflation, it's going to be the lowest we've ever paid in history. It's going to be amazing for consumers. But it's going to put a lot of businesses out of business. It's going to put the frackers out of business. It's going to put the drillers out of business. It's going to put the pumpers out of business. It's going to put a lot of people out of jobs. In Texas, lots of people are going to lose their jobs. So there's some good and some bad. The consumers across this country are going to be like, thank God. But it's only thank God if you have a job. So I get it. It's a crisis because of what's happening on the oil markets. And they're going to take oil down to $20 a barrel or lower. But it's been there before, and then it comes up to 50. It's not the end of the world. And coronavirus is not the end of the world. I hope you all listen to my national radio show on USA Radio Network. You can go to usaradio.com every day between 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 p.m. Central time, 3 to 6 afternoon drive on the West Coast. And go to usaradio.com. Or you can listen after the fact at iHeartRadio. 24/7, all my radio shows on demand. You will want to hear today's radio show. My first hour guest, Kip Herridge, in my opinion, the brightest economic guru, stock market guru in America today. Right about everything since the day I met him 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago. And on the money like no one in America for the last 5 years, he knows everything that will happen in the Trump economy. The guy is brilliant. And he was on to tell us buy tomorrow. And by the way, at the moment of my show that he said, my radio show, he said buy, stock futures were down $200 a share. Excuse me, down 200, not 200 a share, but down 200. The Dow was, futures were down 200. In other words, the market they were predicting would open down $200 tomorrow. Another 200 down. And after he was done talking, the Dow futures were up 500. Up $500. So maybe, just maybe, we'll see. Things change quickly. But I believe it was a massive overreaction, and we've hit the market bottom again. And as Kip said, not only buy, but 2 or 3 months from now, he believes the market will be higher than it was before all this started. I'll be more conservative than even Kip Herridge. I will be more conservative. I said it on radio. I'll say it again. 6 months from today, today is the 9th of March, 2020. 6 months from today is April, May, June, July, August, September 9th, 2020, which will be 2 months before the presidential election. The market will be higher than it was before the crash started last week. And we went down, you know, several thousand points. I think last week was down 3,500. We just hit another two. So that's 5,500 points down. I predict we'll be higher by September 9th. Kip says in 2 months we could be higher. Every time you see a down this dramatic, he says, in history, the up is just as dramatic. So some good things could be on the way, because this is a massive overreaction for so many reasons. You know, when you think about the fact that thousands and thousands of people died last year of flu, normal flu, and you thought nothing of it, and nobody thought anything of it. Nobody stopped going to movies. Nobody stopped going to dinner. Nobody stopped getting on airplanes. Nobody stopped getting on cruise ships. That's the one I think you should do, by the way. I've changed nothing in my life except that I take massive doses of silver and massive doses of garlic, massive doses of probiotics, and massive doses of vitamin C. That's the change in my life. And I probably wash my hands instead of 20 times a day. I've always done it a lot. I probably wash them 40 times a day now. Those are my only changes, but I wouldn't get on a cruise ship. I think the cruise ship industry is done. Finish. Stick a fork in it. No one's ever going to get back on a cruise ship. Why would you? They're floating Petri dishes. And those air ducts, you know, it's like air ducts used to carry Legionnaire's disease. Now air ducts carry coronavirus. And anybody old who gets on a cruise ship, you're like asking for serious illness or close to death or death. So if I was Trump, here's the only difference. And very often President Trump watches this show. And I'm never critical of President Trump. I'm going to be slightly critical tonight. Number one, you did the best thing in the world, President Trump. You cut off the flights to China. And that's great. That's great. That's fantastic. All right? But what you didn't do is cut off the flights to Italy when it appeared obvious that Italy's having a pandemic. What you didn't do is cut off the flights to South Korea when it appeared obvious South Korea was having a pandemic. We got to cut those flights too. What's obvious is that there are people coming from Iran where they're having a massive, terrible pandemic, and we got to make sure no Iranians come into the United States. You can't cut the flights because I believe, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, there are no flights from Iran. You know, they're on our list. Nobody gets in from Iran as far as flights, but they may be coming through London. They may be coming through Paris. They may be coming through rerouting through some other area, through Mexico and up to the United States. No Iranian should get in this country. And maybe, just maybe, you need to cut out all international flights for a month with an option on month number two. And then you need to bail out the airlines. Give them billions of dollars. They'll lose billions. That's fine. No international flights. Americans can't go out. And no international people can come in. And you'll do a bailout. And they'll all survive. It's just be a two-month blip. And then it'll be warm outside. And this will be over. This will be over after 2 months. Over, dead, and done. Excuse the pun, but I don't mean dead like people dead, but dead as a doornail will be coronavirus when it gets warm outside. Right? And number two, so that's number one you could do. And number two, you need to do fireside chats every single night or certainly once a week. You need to do an address to the nation once a week, and the media should cover it once a week, a massive, important address to the nation updating us. But every day do a fireside chat that goes out on your Twitter account, that goes out on Facebook, that goes out on Instagram, that goes out to every person in America who's a registered Republican. If the media won't cover it, at least we'll all know. But you've got to start giving us reports every single day. The President of the United States has become the father of the nation. This cannot be your Katrina. And it shouldn't be, because this is not anything more than a nasty flu. That's what it is. And if you're not over the age of 80, if you're not very ill or very old, the odds are infinitesimal that you will die from this or even get very sick from it. As long as you don't smoke three packs of cigarettes today, a day, and your lungs aren't ruined, you're going to be okay. But guess who isn't okay? In China, they smoke nonstop cigarettes. In Iran, they smoke nonstop cigarettes. In South Korea, they smoke nonstop cigarettes. Guess where else they smoke a lot of cigarettes? Italy. All the countries that are seeing the worst pandemics, they smoke a ton of cigarettes, which have ruined their lungs completely. Their immune systems destroyed, their lungs destroyed. And so when this virus hits their lung, boom, it's a massive pandemic, and people die. But even there, it's all old people and very sick people. So In America, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have a nation of people that smoke three packs of cigarettes a day anymore. We don't have a nation of sick people. We don't have a nation of malnourished people. We don't have a third world healthcare system. We don't have a communist government that's incompetent, that mishandles everything and mismanages everything it touches. So in America, it's not going to be the same type of pandemic as it is in these third world countries with third world medical systems, and everybody smokes three packs of cigarettes a day. Okay? So you need to tell, in my opinion, every old person in America, you can't get on an airplane anymore. You can't travel anymore. You can't go to major outdoor events. You can't go to sporting events. You can't go to conventions. But everybody else should go on with life as normal. That's the response, the three-pronged response, if I'm President of the United States. Non-stop, basically, State of the Unions. Non-stop emergency talks to the nation. Non-stop fireside chats, number one. Number two, cancel flights to all the most effective countries, not just China. And if need be, consulting with your experts, cancel all international flights for just a month with a one-month option. So at most it'll be 2 months, and then you'll get to May and warm weather's out, and we'll all be okay. Right? And number three, old people cannot get out anymore. Tell them to stay home and tell them to not go to major outdoor events, not go to conventions, not go to concerts, don't get on cruise ships, and don't get on airplanes. And everybody else, go about your business like normal so America doesn't collapse. And do a big bailout of the travel industry. And we'll be fine. We'll get through this. This is the media trying to destroy you. Those are the steps you need to take to lock this down. And in the meantime, it's got the same death rate for the most part outside of old people, the same death rate on normal Americans who aren't over age 80 and aren't sick and there aren't underlying weak immune systems, same death rate as the flu. Exact same, right in the 1% range. Studies have studied even China where it outbroke the worst, even with the bad lungs. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hope you're watching, President Trump. Take notes. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
I always say there's no show like this in the history of American TV. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly. I take no prisoners. I have no notes. I have no teleprompter. I came up with that off the top of my head as I was talking on national TV, on Newsmax TV. But now, in the break, I wrote it down. So now I've got my notes in front of me. And I want to make sure I give this seven-pronged attack to President Trump. Number one, you banned the flights from China, and that was in January. Brilliant. Ahead of the game, you probably saved America from a massive pandemic. But now it's time to ban all international flights for 60 days. I said 30 days on the fly. I would say 60-day ban on international flights. Nobody goes out, nobody gets in for the next 60 days. Fortress America. And you have a 30-day option beyond that. So it'll be March, April, and maybe even May. But certainly March and April. Anyone who's out of the country, they get back quickly. If they're an American citizen, anybody else can't come in. That's the end of that. And you bail, and number two, you bail out the travel industry. You'd have to bail out the airlines and bail out the travel industry. I'm sure the hotels, the casinos in Las Vegas where I live, they're all going to need a bailout because for 2 or 3 months, no international travelers. But all of this saves you from the total destruction of a disaster and a collapse. You know, right now, everyone could stay home and you could have no business. Zero, 100% gone. Instead, you'd lose 10% of your business, which is international travelers. But you might keep 90% because if Americans feel secure, if they feel secure, then and you convince them to go out and spend and do things and live life and travel and fly, and this will not spread, the foreigners are kept out of the country, you might actually get Americans back in business again and back spending again and the consumers back in the driver's seat again. So number one, ban the international flights. Number two, bail out the travel industry. Number three, ban senior citizens. You can't ban, really, but you could say if you are a senior citizen or you are sick, do not fly, do not go to open spaces, do not get on cruise ships, do not get on airplanes, don't travel, stay home for 3 months, and you'll be okay, and America will be okay. So maybe don't ban, but certainly suggest that senior citizens not get on airplanes and not travel. Simple as that. Number four, fireside chats every single night. We've got to have fireside chats. You tell the American people exactly what's happening, and the exact opposite of a socialist communist country that Bernie Sanders would want, the Democrat Party would want. Tell us exactly what's happening. Tell it like it is. No lies, no sugarcoating, no BS. And if you do that and keep the American people informed, you're golden. You're aces. All is well. Number five, a national income tax vacation. You've got to act quickly. You've got to save the economy. You need to put your foot on the Fed and force a massive Fed rate cut. And then my great buddy Kip Herridge of VRA Insider, great economic guru, reminded me my prescription when the Obama economy was dying was a one-year income tax vacation where businesses and the American people got 1 year off from paying taxes. I know. Liberals will lose their minds. I don't care. You've got to save the American economy, and that would be a way to do it. A national income tax vacation, but you don't need a year. Let's do a three-month income tax vacation or a six-month income tax vacation. But if everyone knows they get to keep the money they make, you'll put everyone in a great mood, and they'll go out and spend. So that's number five. Number six, tell the rest of us now that senior citizens have to stay home and sick people have to stay home and international travelers can't come into the country and we can't go out. Spend your money and live your lives and enjoy. Go out. Make America go. Don't let the American economy collapse. Tell the rest of us we have to be the heroes. We have to be the economic engine of America. And I believe they will do it. We will do it. Okay, number seven, this is the big one, secure the border. Democrats are complaining about you and coronavirus. My God, can you imagine if we listened to them? Every one of them put their hands up in the air. Do you want to give free health care to illegals? Do you want to decriminalize illegal immigration? Do you want the border to be open? They would let the entire world of sick people into America to give us the disease of coronavirus and tuberculosis and every other disease in the world, and they'd all come, the sickest people in the world would come to America knowing all medical treatment is free, and health care is free, and health insurance is free, and the rest of us have to pay for it. You'd sink this country in 5 minutes, and we'd all go under. And that's what Democrats want. It's mass suicide. And number eight, never bet against America. Just tell them, President Trump. Number eight is never bet against America. Nobody's ever succeeded in world history betting against America and never bet against Trump. No one's ever succeeded betting against Trump, even when he was at his lowest point in life and the banks were against him and he owed billions. Trump came back a winner. All right, coming up next, that's my plan for President Trump. Up next, prostate guide for men. You've seen all the ads out there for prostate pills, but do any of them work? They've done all the tests in a professional lab. They found out which ones work and which ones are total, complete lies and don't work, and they're willing to give it to you free because you're a fan of Wayne Allyn. Check out the message right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Surgeon General Jerome Adams believes that Americans should not panic over the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. During a press briefing at the White House, Dr. Adams reminds everyone,
if you are a child or young adult, you are more likely to die from the flu, if you get it, than you are to die from coronavirus. So there's something about being young that is protective.
During that same briefing, President Trump announces that he'll work with Republican members of the Senate to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
The president's announcement came after the Dow lost 2,013 points on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, continue with my theme, never bet against America. Never, ever, ever. Can you imagine we face down the Nazis and World War II and the Russians and the Bay of Pigs, and we face down the stock market crash in 1929, and we face down the terror attack on 9/11. I mean, that was terror. When those buildings went down, oh my gosh, who did not feel like our nation would be enveloped by terror every day from that point on? And of course, it never was. That was a one-time event, a one-off of a major, massive terror attack. But we've beaten all this stuff before. This is nothing. Okay, this has nothing on us. This coronavirus has nothing on us. And so never bet against America. We're coming back bigger and better than ever before. By the time of the election, we'll be in better shape than ever before. But Trump just needs to act and needs to speak to the American people every single night. And by the way, this note from one of my friends, he contacted all his buddies with 7 poker rooms reporting in Las Vegas, all of them packed. Packed. No decline in business. And I was out this weekend, and I was out shopping, and I was out eating out at a restaurant, and I was out in a shopping center and a movie theater, and everywhere I went, packed. And I was the host of an event on Friday night, deplorable event, deplorapalooza, with Trump fans, packed. And I shook everyone's hand. Nobody in Vegas is backing down. But in the rest of the country, I don't know. I'm not there. Are you backing down? Don't back down. Senior citizens, back down. But everybody else, do business as usual. In Vegas, they're out playing poker and nobody slowed down. I was at Red Rock Casino. Nobody slowed down. Business in Vegas is moving forward. But on the other hand, conventions and tourists, that's another story. Other people fly in, that may be a problem. All right, we can get through this. Let me mention our next guest. We've got one. I did an interview with him this morning, and I'm welcoming him to Newsmax TV. His name is Sean Spicer, former spokesman for the President of the United States, press secretary, communications director. He's the man who spoke for the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, and I interviewed him this morning, and what an honor to welcome him to Newsmax TV. Hey everyone, Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a very special guest, and I'm very proud to talk about a guy who's joining me at Newsmax TV. His show is in our lineup. He'll make it much stronger. His name is Sean Spicer. He was the former spokesman for the President of the United States, press secretary, and White House communications director. His show is called Spicer & Company. It's on every day at 6 o'clock East Coast time, 3 o'clock West, and it's great to have you in the lineup. Welcome, Sean Spicer.
Hey, thanks, Wayne. It's great to be here, and I'm glad to be joining the family. Thanks for holding down the network until I could get here.
Yeah, I've been holding down the fort for 3 years. Where you been? It's about time the cavalry got here. It's great to have a big name in the lineup, and you are a big name to anyone who's a Trump fan who saw you when they turned on the TV. What was it like being a spokesman for the President of the United States, let alone this president, Donald J. Trump?
Well, I think those are two separate things, as we know, because this president, I think, definitely upended a lot of things that I talk about this. I wrote a book, and I talk about this very intimately, that I approached the job in a very traditional sense, and that was one of my biggest mistake, is that I never sat down with the president and understood completely how disruptive he really wanted to be. And, you know, he at one point joked about how I can be real presidential. And I think it's one thing to do the job. It's intense in any administration. But there's a multiplier factor in a Trump administration when you're talking about dealing with the press. This is a guy who engages every day, who is his own best messenger, and doesn't put up with the status quo. So it was a whirlwind, to say the least, and an unbelievable high wire act every single day.
And we don't have to talk to President Trump about fake news media or how vicious and biased the media are. We could talk to Sean Spicer about it up close and personal. So tell us, Sean, how bad is the mainstream media?
I think largely, look, I've always said that I don't like to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I like to be critical of specific reporter stories, per se. But right now, I think we have seen an unbelievable gang up on this president by and large. Not everyone, not every reporter, not every outlet. But I think by and large, we're seeing more and more of these journalists become unbelievable, very opinionated, very make things very personal, and leave beside this sense of journalistic integrity and the fight for the truth. It's what they want. It's an agenda that they want to pursue, candidates that they want to support, and we're seeing that more and more again, especially with how they cover this president. It's unbelievable, and I think this virus that we're seeing right now spread throughout the world in the United States is another perfect example. When you look at, sure, it's not been perfect, and I'll be the first one to say that. I think the president would probably admit that. But he took decisive action out of the gate. Even Dr. Fauci, who is this world-renowned individual that a lot of the media love to hold up, has really heaped praise on the administration for their response. And yet everything that you hear about is if he does 99 things right, they pick on the 100th. And I think there's no question this president, this administration has gotten well ahead of this virus by appointing the vice president of the United States. He put the number two person in the government in charge of it, which, you know, it's the media likes to make fun of it a little, Wayne, or poke holes at it. But at the end of the day, a response that's needed in a situation like this is you want the highest person and authority to be able to break through the bureaucracy, to tell people, get this done, move that, make this happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's no one better than the vice president of the United States, because some outsider can't walk in and start telling cabinet agencies what to do that doesn't have the standing and the authority, which the vice president, by and large, is the only person outside of the president that can do that.
You know, coronavirus is obviously serious. Obviously, it's scary. Obviously, nobody wants to get it. Obviously, it's going to be a bang on the economy. It's going to hurt this economy globally and in the United States and on Wall Street. We're seeing the results today as I do this interview with you. Big down day on Wall Street again as we just opened, this morning, 2,000 points down. Unbelievable bad news. But on the other hand, the only show I've heard is mine, where someone dares to say it's the flu. And 80%+ of the people that get it have mild symptoms and they stay home for a few days and then they get on with their lives. Is that something that should make all of America stop traveling, stop flying, stop going to Vegas, stop buying stocks, sell all your stocks, panic, stop going to work, don't commute anymore and work from home, telecommute? Isn't this the most massive overreaction in world history?
Well, first, I'd like to say that I think the Vegas Tourism Bureau should make sure you give you a medal for always making sure you get the come to Vegas plug in there. The answer is I don't know. And I say that because part of what makes this difference in the flu, and I think the president's been out there talking about the fact that, what is it, between 27 and 70,000 people a year die from the flu, right? So we're at 3,000 plus on this, obviously much lower. But here's the difference in where I will. It's the unknown, right? So if you get the flu shot every year, which you should, it largely protects you from the flu. It's not 100%. Obviously, there's varying different strains of it that can come out. But for the most part, it protects you. I think what's unique about this, this coronavirus, is that
there's
we don't know everything. But there's no projection, and we don't know, right? So the difference with the flu is that people know to get the shot. When they don't feel well, they go to the doctor. They can get Tamiflu if they're ahead of it or whatever, and we know how to treat it. We know how to deal with it. The problem with coronavirus, number one, is that people have been could be walking around the United States for the last several weeks, if not months, with this, but no one knew to test for it. Therefore, we don't know the number of cases that really exist. And number two is that I don't think we fully appreciate the trajectory that this is going to take, meaning that with the flu, we generally know it's somewhat seasonal. People get it, they get better, they take the shot, they can, you know. But right now, I think there's a lot of unknown with the coronavirus, and that is, I think, the biggest X factor, is that people are taking an abundance of precaution more because of the unknown.
I get it. I understand everything you're saying. I know where you're coming from, but the abundance of caution is going to crash the United States economy. You got to go about your life and live it normally. I've been the speaker at 2 Republican events in the last week, and hundreds of people attended, and I shook every one of their hands. Call me crazy. I go home. I wash my hands. I take a lot of vitamin C. I am not concerned. I go on with my life. We can't let the economy go under, and I think that's what the media wants. Anyway, let me finish up this interview by asking about Spicer & Company. That's the main reason I wanted to get get you on the show and welcome you to the network. What are people going to see when they tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern to Spicer & Company on Newsmax TV?
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's every single night. And I think what we bring is a unique perspective on the show. You know, you and I have talked before, but I'd spent 21 years in the military. I worked 6 years as a communications director and the chief strategy for the Republican Party, 10 different members of Congress that I've worked for. And I think when I watch television sometimes, I sit there and watch these guests that have never been in the arena. I think to myself, it's really interesting that you can hypothesize about this or give your opinion, but you've never been in the game. And I think there's a uniqueness of being in the game as a host to be able to sit there and ask questions that aren't being asked. And more importantly, and you know this more, cover issues and topics that the mainstream media won't cover and talk about how they're really impacting people's lives. Because right now, the mainstream media, I think, has a stranglehold over what people see, read, and hear. And our goal is to bring people into a dialogue and a discussion that kind of happens on talk radio every day, which is it becomes more of a discussion and interaction, and that's what we want.
All right, Sean Spicer, his show is on Spicer & Company every day right here in Newsmax. His show is in the lineup at 6 p.m. East Coast time, 3 o'clock West. My show is at 11 o'clock East Coast time, 8 o'clock West. Great to have you in the lineup. Former White House Communications Director, Press Secretary, spokesman for the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. That's a unique perspective. Welcome aboard, Sean.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it.
All right, Wayne Allyn, great interview with Sean Spicer. Watch him every night here on Newsmax TV, 6 o'clock Eastern, every single night of the week, 6 o'clock, just like I'm on at 11 o'clock every night of the week, East Coast time. Welcome to the lineup, Sean. Great lineup at Newsmax TV. Chris Reddy, great job. Going to be competing with all the big boys now. Good stuff coming up. Let's talk about stocks plunging, worst day ever. Lots more to say when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America. American exceptionalism and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, even I'm running out of gas. Mr. Energy is running out of gas. I'm getting tired. I've been defending President Trump all day, and the stock market all day, and the American economy all day, and American ingenuity all day, and never bet against America, and I'm getting worn out. One man can't hold up the whole country, but I'm trying. I'm trying. You know, I've got some final thoughts about this whole mess, first of all. And I can't remember, you know, TV versus radio. They all blend together. USA Radio 3 hours and 1 hour's USA, 1 hour's Newsmax TV. And I can't remember if I said this on the TV show or I'm repeating it, but it bears repeating anyway. But I think I only said it on radio. When you look at the countries that have the worst outbreaks, China, South Korea, Italy, what do they have in common? Third world medical systems, government-run medical systems, and people who smoke lots of cigarettes. When I went to Italy a few years back, everybody smoked. I've never been to South Korea, but I've heard everybody smokes. And in China, I know everybody smokes. I did a tour of Asia. In all the Asian countries, everybody smokes. They smoke like madmen. My friends tell me, who work in the Vegas casinos, that when Chinese tourists come, the minute they take a break, they go outside to smoke. They smoke, they smoke, they smoke some more. They've got damaged lungs. They've got badly damaged lungs. This thing is a lung attacker, this coronavirus. It goes right into your lungs, and you're done. You're finished if you have weak lungs. So what's happened in those countries is not reflective of what's going to happen in our country. So far, who's it killed in our country? Out of the 20-plus people, 15 were in one senior citizen old age community, you know, a nursing home where sick senior citizens are lying in beds or lying in wheelchairs, and they're very, very sick, and 15 of them died in close quarters. The disease spread like wildfire. It's got nothing to do with you and me. And so, even despite all that, last week I told you all there's been studies of 45,000 people that were sick in China, and other than people who are very old, senior citizens, or very sick, almost no death. All the deaths, old people, senior citizens, sick people, okay? People in nursing homes, even in China. I'm sure the same numbers in South Korea, I'm sure the same numbers in Italy. So what you're worried about is just not reflective of what's happening. Flu kills 50,000 Americans a year, every year. And most of them are very old or very sick. Okay? And the good news about this one is that it doesn't seem to kill young people. The flu kills lots of young people and old people. This flu, this coronavirus pandemic, doesn't kill young people. As a matter of fact, there was a study, and in China there was almost no deaths of young people. So thank God the children seem to be relatively unscathed. But the senior citizens are not, and that's sad. And we got to protect them, and we got to fight for them. And I get that. But you don't have to stop living. Stop shopping. Stop eating out. Stop traveling. Stop flying. Stop conventioning. You don't have to do that. Yes, as Sean Spicer said, I am fighting for Las Vegas and the Vegas tourism industry. And I am fighting for the American economy. By the way, if you look at the stock market, almost the entire percentage of the loss last week was due to cruise lines. They got big problems. I don't know if they're ever going to recover. I don't know if people are ever going to feel comfortable cruising ever again. When you realize on a cruise, you're stuck on that ship with sick people. And when the ship comes in with the sick people, nobody wants them. So you're stuck at sea for days or weeks. And then once you get off the ship, you're quarantined for 14 days. And once you're done being quarantined in America for 14 days, you got to go back to your country and get quarantined if you're out of the United States. I mean, you could be away from home for 3 months if something goes wrong on a cruise ship. So good luck to cruise ships. But as far as the rest of the American economy, I think we could save it, and I think it'll be back bigger than ever, and not 5 years from now. I'm talking before the election. By September, 6 months from now, back bigger and better than ever. Take Dr. Mark Siegel, who I trust, brilliant doctor, and he's a Fox News contributor, and he said on TV today, let me quote you, this is a relatively mild virus. He says all the tests are just now coming out, and on the first flush, we always think it's more deadly than it is. He's referring to whenever there's flu. Every time there's flu season, he says this is going to show this is a relatively mild virus. Most of the people get it mild or have no symptoms at all. Why are you hysterical? Don't be hysterical. The media has made you hysterical. Why are you waiting in line for hours to buy toilet paper and bottled water? It makes no sense. First of all, my fiancé ordered all the toilet paper we needed online. We never waited in 1 minute of a line. You just go online to Amazon or Costco or Walmart and you order it online. And the toilet paper comes in a day. Why are you waiting on long lines? Number two, why are you buying tons of bottled water? You mean the tap won't come on? You mean when there's an emergency and people are sick, you can't turn on the tap? There's going to be plenty of water. None of this panic makes sense. Why you're not going to major events if you're not a person in one of those two groups, senior citizens or sick people with underlying weak immune systems, you can go to any event you want. I shook all the hands I wanted last week. I'm going to live. It's going to be okay, folks. All right. My doctor suggests, by the way, the sponsor of the show, we're talking about the perfect product at the perfect time. Structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen have proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. And with the current coronavirus scare, you've got to strengthen your immune system. You've got to provide a barrier of protection. Check it out. The message is coming up next. In the meantime, God bless all of you. Have a great night. Be safe. Be healthy. Bye-bye.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.